Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is bariatric surgeon from Independence Health, Dr. Benfazi Elatrosh. So thank you for joining us, doctor.
Yes, happy to be here this morning.
When this show airs, it will be right around the new year when men and women in our community are making their New Year's resolution. And of course, Dr. Elatrosh, you know what the number one New Year's resolution always is. That is to lose weight or get into better shape. And a lot of what you do at Independence Health is to help people achieve that goal. So let's start by defining bariatric surgery. Tell us what bariatric surgery is.
Yeah, so bariatric surgery, originally these surgeries many years ago were done for ulcer disease. They weren't meant to have a weight loss benefit. And then what people found is that people were actually losing weight, especially those who had higher body mass indexes. And so over the years, as things progressed, more research was done, things started to get more defined, and the technicalities of everything was realized. And then kind of the dawn of bariatric surgery came. So the idea of bariatric surgery is to assist with weight loss when one can't achieve the desired weight loss on their own. And this can happen. It can happen after gaining a certain amount of weight. And there are many factors that can contribute to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And some of them are health and medical reasons. Some of them, I'm sure, hereditary, all of those things. So when you bring a patient in for bariatric surgery, I believe, and last time I talked to you, Independence Health had two options for surgery. Do you want to talk about those?
Yes. So the standard options that are offered are the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric bypass. I'm looking soon to be offering a third procedure, which is kind of a hybrid between the gastric sleeve and the gastric bypass. And that's something to help with additional weight or weight regain after some of the procedures. And the basics of each procedure is with a sleeve gastrectomy, you're removing 80% of the stomach, kind of making it into a banana shape. With a gastric bypass, you don't take anything out, but you make a small stomach pouch and then reroute things so that there's a malabsorption benefit so that people can have extra weight loss. And then the third procedure that I'm eventually looking to provide is a hybrid between the two. And that would hopefully provide further weight loss for those who a gastric bypass or sleeve would not be sufficient enough. In addition to those, I also do revisional surgery. So people that had previous bariatric surgery and need something to be revised or, additional procedure complications, we do those as well.
Wonderful. And what hospital do these procedures happen? Where do they happen?
So everything's done at Westmoreland Hospital. For what we call the Southern Market, our hospital had gone through a merger with Butler Health System. So there's the Northern Market, is what we kind of call it, that they do their some bariatric surgery there. We're similar in terms of what we do. We do a little bit more kind of advanced and revisional surgery through our county at Westmoreland County. So everything's done at Westmoreland Hospital.
Wonderful. And you see patients from all over the region, not just Westmoreland County?
Yeah, they come in from many different areas. And part of it is because of how long the program has been established. And some insurances require different certifications or distinctions to be able to qualify to have surgery. And there are other places that are doing bariatric surgery that are smaller and they deal with less complicated cases. And that's how we get them. So we get people from Indiana County. We get people from even Pittsburgh at times. I've had people come from West Virginia, even 3 hours away, just to get established with us and eventually undergo an operation.
Wow. So we're going to talk about now pre-op, day of, and post-op. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
The pre-op piece of this is a little bit more intense, I think, than people realize, right? I mean, you need to make sure these people are not only medically fit, but mentally fit to have it, and also committed to the process. Am I right? Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's correct. So standard surgery, let's say someone coming in to have their gallbladder taken out or a hernia fixed, they come and see you in the office, you get scheduled for surgery, and maybe you get it, you know, within a few weeks or a month. Bariatrics, a lot different. Many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, people used to come to the office. They say, okay, we feel like you can undergo surgery. We'll do surgery. And then everyone thought that we do surgery, that's the fix. And people started coming back with weight regain. And we were going, well, what's happening here? None of that makes sense. So what we realized is the surgery itself is a tool. It's not the fix, not the solution. Everything else has to be adjusted. You have to be able to adjust your diet. That's going to be the important thing there. Have to be able to change your lifestyle as far as exercise goes. You have to be able to make sure that there's nothing that would hinder you from undergoing surgery safely, any medical problems. And yes, we do have to get psychology clearance to make sure that there's not any issues that's going to happen at the time of surgery, because we don't want any problems right after surgery. For example, if someone would have binge eating disorder, not that that's a contraindication to having surgery, we just have to make sure that it's something followed up with control so that people can undergo surgery safely. And this is a 3 to 6 month process. It's not as quick as it used to be.
Well, and there's good reason. You've learned a lot over the years. And like you said, with that binge eating disorder, if you did the surgery and then the binge eating would occur, that could be serious complications afterward, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it could be fatal. I mean, typically before surgery, we have people go on a liquid diet to kind of get them ready for how they're going to do things after surgery, and also to help with some additional weight loss and to shrink the liver somewhat to help us do the surgery. But yeah, afterwards, if they're not doing anything correctly, eating what they're not supposed to, people can end up having fatal complications. You can get holes in the connections and it can be catastrophic. So that's something that we want to make sure is taken care of before undergoing something like this.
Now, do you typically let the patient choose which surgery they're having, or do you make a recommendation based on comorbidities, based on health, based on, you know, the patient? Is it different from patient to patient?
Yes, it varies. You know, if someone comes in with no medical problems, they kind of have an elevated BMI that would allow them to undergo surgery, but it's not too elevated to where I think they need a more extensive procedure. I give them a choice. I describe them in detail and I say, well, hey, I think this would work for you. This would work for you. Now there are certain medical conditions that I would say, well, because you have this, we have to do this. For example, if someone has very bad heartburn or reflux, the best procedure for that is going to be a gastric bypass, because if you do a gastric sleeve, then the reflux can actually worsen. And some people down the road have to actually have conversions to gastric bypasses. That's one of the revisional procedures we do. So it's important for, there has to be a discussion overall, looking at the medical problems and kind of making an informed decision and to see what's best for the patient.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you don't want to make the heartburn worse, because I'm sure that can damage the esophagus and everything inside the digestive system.
That's correct.
Okay, so 3 to 6 months, they're coming in, they're being evaluated, they're going on this liquid diet, prepping for surgery. Brag a little bit about your staff, because I know they're the best.
That's right. We have fantastic staff in our office. And even in the hospital, I mean, the nursing staff is very good, but in the office, they basically take care of every step of the way. We have two dietitians. We have an exercise physiologist. We have the two front people staff that help make appointments, schedule surgeries. We have multiple nurses in the office. We have a fantastic bariatric coordinator who helps with everything. And together we've all worked and come up with some ideas on how to adjust things, make our program even better. But yeah, without the staff, I don't think I could do what I do. They really carry us through everything.
That's wonderful. So they're kind of like your concierge walking you through this process. And then it comes to day of surgery. So what happens the day of?
So the day of, they come to the hospital, usually relatively early in the morning. We start our procedures at 7:30. Now they've already gotten an extreme amount of education from when they see me in the office, they see us for a preoperative visit after several weeks. And that's usually 3 weeks before surgery is when they see me for the preoperative visit. And then they come in for the day of surgery. Most of them, because of how much education they've received, don't really have many questions. They just say, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. And then we do the procedure. And the procedures, depending on the complexity, depending on what previous surgeries they've had, how high their BMI is, can take anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. Revisional surgeries can sometimes take longer. I tend to do a lot of surgery robotically. I think that helps with pain control afterwards and also makes it more feasible for the more complex procedures. And then afterwards, they're in the hospital for maybe a day or two. Most patients go home the next day, to be honest.
That's amazing. Well, let's talk about that robotic procedure. I mean, there are so many advantages to robotic surgery. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, so robotics, it's been around for quite some time. The majority of robotics in the United States is done with the Da Vinci robot. And bariatrics is starting to become more common for robotic use. And they're seeing it more feasible that way because of the advantages of being able to work on higher BMI patients. So the benefit of it is that we have wristed instruments. So it's kind of like using my own hands versus regular laparoscopic, which is straight instruments. If you have to work against a large abdominal wall, it becomes easier because of having the robotic arms. And instead of having two arms, you have four arms. So that is a huge benefit. And from what I've seen, there is some pain relief that people have afterwards in comparison to sometimes doing laparoscopic, and definitely in comparison to doing anything open. We don't really do these procedures open anymore unless there's some sort of emergency that needs to be done. But robotics has really changed the whole way bariatrics is done, and I think it'll allow for the more complex procedures to be done in a easier fashion, as well as that third procedure that I'm looking to eventually be doing.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, the advancements in medicine, probably even in the last few years, just keep going and going. So that's great. So they come in, they have their surgery, they're home within 1 to 2 days. What does post-op look like? How does that work?
So in the hospital, we give different things, stuff for nausea, stuff for decreasing inflammation, which is usually the anti-reflux medication, and then anything for pain as needed. We make sure that they're able to tolerate enough liquids. That's going to be the main thing because we don't want them to go home and getting dehydrated. And usually we like anywhere from 2 to 4 ounces an hour. So there's a medicine cup that's about 30 milliliters or an ounce. We like 2 to 4 ounces of those an hour. And that tells us, hey, they're going to be able to go home and stay hydrated. After they go home, they usually follow up with us in a week. We see how they're doing and we go over different things as far as hydration. If we feel like they may be getting potentially dehydrated or approaching it, sometimes we send them for outpatient IV fluids. And then they continue to follow up with us at the 1 month mark, 3 months, 6 months, yearly, and then every 6 months after that for an additional year, and then yearly following that.
Of course, without mentioning any names, tell us a story or two about a patient's success.
Yeah, so I do a lot of the revisional surgeries. There's a previous surgery that was done probably in the 90s. They started doing it really around the 80s. Some hospitals are still doing it in the early 2000s, but they don't do it anymore. And the reason is because, well, it didn't work. And it was a good idea at the time. And this was a procedure that can only be done in an open fashion. So you have to make a big open cut and people can get complications from it. with nausea and vomiting, and over the long term, it's weight regain. Those procedures at least take about 6 hours because there's so much scar tissue. I've had people come in very hesitant to undergo a procedure, revisional procedure. And I tell them, well, listen, you're at higher risk for this because of this, but with the robot, I think this is something feasible and can give you relief. And I've done actually a few of those, and a lot of them are very, very appreciative, saying, I never knew that I could go without vomiting. It's amazing. And then they start to lose weight again because we fixed their problem.
Wow.
So it's really, really rewarding.
That's wonderful. And these probably, so you're telling me this was happening in the 80s and 90s. These people have been living with this for 30 years.
Yeah. And some people don't know that there's an answer to fix it out there until they show up at our office.
So what's happening to them essentially? They're vomiting. Is it reflux? What is it?
Well, basically the way those old procedures are, one of the old procedures are done, it was called a vertical banded gastroplasty. A novel idea at the time, they said, okay, well, we'll sort of make a pouch of the stomach, kind of like how you do a gastric bypass. But the staples that they use, it doesn't separate the stomach, it just staples it off. And then we'll make a small opening and put this little ring around that opening so that'll limit how much people can take in. Really good idea. Problem was, it was too narrow. So what would happen is some people would lose weight, but then things would start to back up. They'd have issues with vomiting. They would get reflux, and a lot of times people would just live with that for many, many years, and it becomes kind of their norm. Some people develop issues with nutrition because they can't get in enough. Some people just say, well, this is just how I've been doing things. I vomit. I just have to not eat at a certain time. I take these medications that don't really help with reflux. So it's kind of a tough thing for them to deal with, and they don't really feel that great until we revise everything.
So they find you, right? I mean, this revisional surgery, they probably go online and they look for some help, and here pops up you, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the ways it's done. And it seems like, you know, outside of our county, I mean, people have heard, hey, there's this place doing revisional surgeries. You don't necessarily have to go to an academic center. You can stay in a community center, and that really draws people to us. And we've had a lot of good success.
Wonderful. This is a wonderful conversation we're having today with bariatric surgeon from Independence Health, Dr. Ben Fazi Elatrosh. And it's been a great conversation, especially as we look at goals in the new year and weight loss. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how you can find out more information, where you can go to take an online seminar about bariatric surgery at Independence Health. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is Dr. Ben Fazi Elatrosh, and he is a bariatric surgeon at Independence Health. He does his surgeries out of Westmoreland Hospital. He's walked us through the process today of bariatric surgery. And if you're sitting at home thinking today, this is my New Year's resolution, this is something that I want to do, I want to learn more about it, really now, your next step, don't you think, doctor, has to be the online seminar?
That's correct. We make sure that people watch the online seminar before coming in, because that gives them a heads up on, well, what are you to expect? A lot of times what happens is they get a referral from, let's say, a primary care physician, and usually someone will reach out to them saying, hey, we heard that you're interested in bariatric surgery. We tell them to go online where they can find our seminar, and they watch it, which is one of the requirements, so that they have an idea of, well, what is involved in all this surgery. And the seminar is very educational, provides information about the procedures, about weight loss, does some questionnaire there. And then after they complete it, they're able to schedule an appointment with us. And this includes the surgical route and also the medical weight loss route that we have incorporated into our office. So there's two different routes there that people can be educated on. And a lot of times patient preference, they say, well, I want to try the medication route, but our physicians in the office are data driven. They look at statistics. If they feel that surgery is something that they would benefit from, then they directly refer to us through the clinic.
Let's talk about that medical weight loss for a minute. There's a whole complex program built into your office, correct?
Correct. Yeah. It's we got accreditation for medical weight loss or weight obesity management through our clinic about almost 3 years ago now. And it's something that I feel is important to have in a comprehensive bariatric program. It's something that started to become more prevalent now, especially with all of the other medications that have come out. And the new thing is that everyone says, well, I hear these weight loss medications. I want to be on these. I want to be able to lose weight. And I want to get healthier. And that's something that we definitely promote and is important for us. Main thing that is given to the patient as far as teachings and education is that these medications, unfortunately, have to be lifelong treatment. Well, not many people want to be on lifelong medications. They can lose the weight, but statistically, once they come off the medications, they can regain weight. So it's something that is definitely a benefit, definitely can help us, especially if people need to lose weight before surgery, but is not the only thing that should be given to patients as far as teachings go.
Yes. And I mean, there's so many of these on the market, what Wegovy, all of these things. And are you seeing success with them? Generally speaking, do the benefits outweigh the risks?
Yeah, if they're determined that to be able to get the medications, there's no contraindications against getting them, weight loss in general is going to be a benefit because there's more better health. I mean, people say if they lose 20, 30 pounds, they already say, I just feel much better. My joints feel better. Sometimes they even see their blood pressure start to come down. But we want to give them a long-term solution for weight loss. While some can just be on the medications, have success, some need the medications and eventual surgery, but any weight loss tends to be beneficial as long as it's done in a good fashion, following the dietary recommendations and everything else that we provide throughout our clinic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, right? They have to follow. It's all about health. It's all around health, which is going to be really important. That's wonderful. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us where you grew up and about your education.
Yeah, so I grew up, in Westmoreland County. I was, if you remember Mansoor Hospital in Gannett, I was actually born there many years ago.
Wow.
And I grew up in Mount Pleasant most of my life. That's about 20 minutes away from Greensburg. And I went to college and medical school right in Greensburg. So that was nice. The only time I really left the area is to do my general surgery training in Long Island and eventually my bariatric training in Florida. Met a lot of great people along the way and was happy to come back and provide everything that I've learned to the community.
It's just wonderful. I mean, are your parents still here in Western Pennsylvania?
My mom is still here. Unfortunately, my dad, he had passed away a few years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But it was one of his and my mom's dreams for us to carry on the legacy. You know, I've known medicine my entire life. I used to go on hospital rounds with my dad when I was 4 years old, when that was allowed. And he'd say, hey, this is my son. He's going to be a doctor. And it's something that just became a part of me and something that I always wanted to do. But I always felt like I needed to do something hands-on. I always wanted to be more active with my hands. And that's where I found the love for surgery.
How wonderful. What kind of physician was your dad?
He was a family practitioner who he did a lot of work. But this was a lot of work in Mount Pleasant area, but this was many years ago when family doctors would do minor procedures. They would help deliver babies. I mean, this was, several years ago when they used to do a lot of different things. And his idea was saying, I want you to be better than me. I want you to be able to go do more things. And that's kind of how I ended up where I am today.
Oh, what a story. That's just wonderful. Now, do you have siblings as well? And are they in the medical field?
Yes, but two older siblings. One is 6 years older. My brother, he's took over my father's practice as a family physician, and he does sports medicine on the side as well. And then my sister, who is 8 years older than me, she became a nurse practitioner works with my brother, does wound care. So everyone in the family's medical.
Wow. And you're so, I mean, so glad you did think about how your parents formed your life, shaped your life.
Absolutely. It's really nice for us to kind of all be in the area and, you know, we work together. And even sometimes they call me if they have any surgical questions. And, you know, I do the same if there's anything medically related that I have questions on.
That's wonderful. And all right here in the area. So the family legacy continues. That's wonderful. And, you know, Independence Health has been a great partner for you. Did you work anywhere else or did you know that you wanted to come back to the Greensburg area?
I knew that I always wanted to come back here. And at the time when I was trying to come back, it was, you know, right out of COVID time. So it was very difficult. I mean, trying to find any job, even those locum positions where it's temporary work was very challenging. But I knew that I always wanted to stay in the area. And it was kind of one of those things where I kept calling every month saying, hey, is there anything available? Until fortunately for me, something popped up and I'm very happy with where I am today.
Wonderful. And you work closely with Dr. Zelkovic as well?
Yes, he's one of my partners and he's been great, a great mentor. He's always helped in terms of anything that I would ever need or to bounce off ideas. And he's the one who's been encouraging me to do things further. He's been encouraging me to say, well, maybe we should consider doing these more complex procedures, the kind of hybrid procedure that we're looking to offer, because only maybe 1-3% of bariatric surgeons in the United States offer it. And I feel like it's something that needs to be a part of a comprehensive bariatric program, starting to be offered more and more. But Dr. Zelkovic has been great with that. And he's always been helpful.
Isn't that great? Now, do you have to go away for training for that or do they come to you?
So I've done some training things by, you know, going to get some education on it. The technical parts of the procedure is not something that I'm foreign to. It's basically doing the same thing. It's just working in a different area, an area that I've worked in because of doing other surgeries such as gastric cancer operations. So it's not the problem with technical feasibility. It's more about, well, how do we manage these patients afterwards and beforehand? Because one of the things about this eventual hybrid procedure is that while it can help with further weight loss, it can also go the other direction where people can get malnutrition. So the education aspect and piece is going to be very important there.
And that's just part of the, that's part of the digestive and really the education of making sure that they're on top of this after they leave your office, I would imagine. And the success stories are just one after another. You're having great results in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes. And I'm very happy to be able to be here and provide the care that I'm providing.
Wonderful. Dr. Benfazi Elatrosh is a bariatric surgeon and general surgeon at Independence Health System. I'm going to encourage you all as we look at New Year's resolutions, if bariatric surgery is something that you're considering, you need to jump on to independencehealth.org and you need to look under services and then you'll see the weight management services, which includes the bariatric surgery. You can jump on there, you can log on to the online seminar and get started with your weight loss journey. Dr. Benfazi Elatrosh, thank you so much for joining us today. You were wonderful.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
I'll tell you, you are a gem and a gift to Westmoreland County. And I'm sorry that your dad's not around anymore, but I know he knew how successful that you would be here. And physicians like you are why we continue to have great health care in Westmoreland County. So we're glad to have you here. And thank you all for listening. I hope you have a happy new year. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.